House Democrats vote today on police reform. Their bill is expected to pass, but reform has stalled in the Senate. Yesterday, Democrats blocked a bill drafted by Republicans. Senator Doug Jones, Democrat of Alabama, joins us now. Senator, welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's start with police reform. Democrats blocked the Republican legislation in the Senate yesterday on a procedural vote. You were one of only two Democrats who voted yes to proceed. Now, most Democrats say the bill was fatally flawed, so there was no reason to debate it. Why did you disagree?
Well, it's not that I disagree that the bill as written is fatally flawed. I think it is. I would not have voted for the bill ultimately as it is. I just think that we need to have a debate on the floor of the Senate. And I think if we had done that, you know, the American people would have seen the flaws in Senator Scott's bill. Unfortunately, I don't think Senator McConnell wants to do that. He wants to make sure that people don't see that, and that's kind of a bad place where we are right now.
Well, the Republican bill did not include Democratic priorities like banning chokeholds. It didn't end no-knock warrants or qualified immunity. Would you be willing to support an eventual bill that does not include those things?
No, I doubt it. Now, that's not to say that there couldn't be some language that can be added to a bill that would strengthen the bill as is. But I think those are very, very important things that we have to talk about. And I think you have to do that in an open and frank debate and not just through dueling press conferences, which is what we see in the Senate today. The way to get something done is to put the language out there. Let's talk about it. Let's debate it. See where we can do it. The one thing that I think was most disappointing is that Senator McConnell completely rejected any discussions, any sending to Judiciary Committee, sending to an ad hoc committee of bipartisan senators to try to work out these differences. We could have done that as well, I believe, but he completely rejected that. Instead, wanted to put a bill on the floor that had only been written about a week earlier.
Well, if the Senate cannot agree on a bill and Republicans say that the House bill is dead on arrival, then do you think that it's possible that after all these protests in cities across the country, that Congress will do absolutely nothing?
I think it's possible, but I am going to be hopeful that that's not the case. I still believe that there is a political will in the United States Senate to try to get something done. It may not be as strong as the House passed bill or the one that's going to pass today, but I do think in talking to colleagues, there is the political will to get something done, because I think we're at a moment in history in which the American public from all walks of life, all races, religions, and political persuasions are demanding it.
As you know, we're having a national debate right now about Confederate monuments, and you've supported some bipartisan legislation to remove Confederate names and symbols from military bases. What do you say to people who want all the markers of racist figures from the past to be removed from public spaces, or where do you draw the line?
I've always said that this should be a matter left to local authorities and the public. I think you start with where we are with the Confederacy. The Confederacy was with generals that took up arms against the United States of America. And I think what the Armed Services Committee did a couple of weeks ago was a really important step in recognizing that. Now, there are serious, serious barriers to racial justice in this country. We're talking about housing. We're talking about voting. We're talking about health care disparities. I don't want to see folks get so focused on names and symbols as opposed to the real barriers that are out there. I think that we can reach that sweet spot where we can do both, and I think it's going to take some dialogue, and nothing can happen overnight because there are other views that also have to be taken in.
So do you disagree with people who are just ripping down monuments on their own?
I would like to see folks at this point go to their governments and give these governments a chance. As I said earlier, we are at such an important point in history. You are seeing the symbols falling left and right. And what I'm saying is, let folks look at this. I'm not saying wait, but, you know, I've never advocated any kind of violent action whatsoever. I think that there are ways to do this, and I think we are at a point now where everybody is listening and everybody is studying and everybody looking and wanting to make sure that we do the right thing, that we are trying to do what's best for America.
Let me ask you about COVID-19. Alabama is among the states seeing a surge right now. Confirmed cases went from fewer than 20,000 at the start of June to more than 30,000. Now hospitalizations are up. Alabama is now on New York's quarantine list. Does Alabama need to consider rolling back its reopening?
I think we're going to have to start looking at that, at least on the local levels. I think Alabama did the right thing, and we started out very slowly trying to reopen. But people were so frustrated and wanted to get out that they didn't listen to the second part of the message, and that is it is still safer at home. You still need to wear a mask. You still need to social distance. And people just got out, and they've let their guard down. And they see all of these things happening on national television with the president and others who are basically writing this virus off, and they think, okay, it's all right to do. Well, it's not all right to do. We have got to get past the political correctness of wearing a mask and get into the fact that it is a health issue.
Well, should masks be mandatory nationwide, do you think?
I don't know about mandatory nationwide, but I think if people can accept responsibility, we won't have to do that. And the places where you're seeing the rise, if you're seeing these hot spots, then local officials ought to take the bull by the horns and do what is necessary to protect people.
Well, should masks be mandatory statewide in Alabama then, because it's seeing a surge?
I think we're getting close to that. If folks don't start paying attention, I don't know whether the governor will do it or not. But I think right now, with the more publicity we're getting and we're seeing, the last time I was at home, and I'm headed back there today, there were more people wearing masks than I've seen in over a month because of what's happening. And if we can continue in that direction, we will be able to keep this under control.
What about economic relief? We spoke with Senator Rick Scott last week, Republican, who told us that if there is more relief coming for Americans, it would be at the end of July. Would you like to pass another multi-trillion-dollar relief package before then?
Well, I'd like to pass another relief package before then. I don't know what the dollar figure would be. I wanted to pass something last month, and I think we have to start doing something to kind of wean off the unemployment compensation but give businesses the opportunity to keep people on the payroll. That's the Paycheck Security Program that I have with Senator Warner and others, to let businesses open up safe and effectively and let the federal government continue to provide some relief so that we don't have another incredible dip in our economy.
That is Doug Jones, Democratic Senator from Alabama. Senator, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Take care.